Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. This is our 40th lecture in the book of Deuteronomy. We come today to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and we begin our study in verse 25. And Father, we ask that you would add your blessings to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. It says in Deuteronomy 28:25, God is speaking to the Israelites, going over some blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. It's really up to them however they want to conduct themselves once they get into the promised land. They have a free will, but God is telling them ahead of time the consequences, both the positive and negative, for their obedience or their disobedience. And for disobedience, that's what we're looking at. We pick up our study in verse 25. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will come at them from one direction, but flee from them in seven. And you will become a thing of horror to all the kingdoms on earth. God will raise up enemies, and he will defeat them, the Israelites that is, through those enemies. You know, all of a sudden, they'll start losing the battles they used to win. Verse 26, your carcasses will be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. Flesh-eating birds and flesh-eating animals will feast on dead Israelites, and there won't be enough healthy living Israelites around to chase them away. 27, the Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors, festering sores, and the itch from which you cannot be cured. What a hideous thing to think of. Painful tumors and painful sores and burning ulcers and terrible rashes that scratch or that itch so bad and they just will not go away, but they spread. 28. The Lord will afflict you with madness, blindness, and confusion of mind. The Israelites will lose their minds as well as their eyesight, as well as experiencing confusion, that is, some form of dementia. All this because of their sin. 29. At midday, you will grope about like a blind man in the dark. You will be unsuccessful in everything you do. Day after day, you will be oppressed and robbed, with no one to rescue you. Their spiritual darkness will lead to mental darkness and blindness, or physical darkness. They're going to be miserable. Miserable failures. And no one will have pity. And no one will help. 30. You will be pledged to be married to a woman, but another will take her and ravish her. You will build a house, but you will not live in it. You will plant a vineyard, but you will not even begin to enjoy its fruit. They will start things with hope, but they will not come to pass. Disappointment in every aspect of life. 31. Your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will eat none of it. Your donkey will be forcibly taken from you and will not be returned. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and no one will rescue them. The women they want to marry will be taken away. Their beef will be slaughtered, but they won't even get a hamburger out of it. All the love, all the things that they love, all the things that they hope for, all the things that they work for, will be taken by their enemies, and they will never see it again. And it gets even worse. 32. Your sons and daughters will be given to another nation, and you will wear out your eyes watching for them day after day, powerless to lift a hand. Can anything be worse than this? Sons and daughters taken away while they helplessly stand by and watch. And they will hope for their return, but they will not return. It's not going to happen. What a terrible thing. Verse 33. A people that you do not know will eat what your land and labor produce, and you will have nothing but cruel oppression all your days. Their enemies will kick them around for the rest of their lives, including taking the crops that they grow. Well, you know, they might as well. It seems as if they got everything else anyway. 34. The sights you see will drive you mad. Well, I can imagine. All this horrible stuff will take a toll on them mentally as well as physically. And since they walked away from God, they cannot and will not turn to Him for help and strength. So they're going to be out there by themselves, living in emptiness, living in despair, with no hope, all because they turned away from God. This is a warning to them. It does not have to be. 35. The Lord will afflict your knees and legs with painful boils that cannot be cured, spreading from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. I've heard some Christians say that God is not the source of any bad thing ever. Well, that's wrong. Sometimes God has to bring bad on His people in order to get them to repent. And this is pretty bad. In addition to everything else that we have seen, painful boils that cannot be healed by man. No answers to these problems at all. Verse 36. The Lord will drive you and the king you set over you to a nation unknown to you or your fathers. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and gods of stone. And 2 Kings chapter 24 tells how after years of terrible sin and refusal to repent, the king of Babylon conquered the Israelites and took them captive to Babylon. And while they were there, they were forced to serve Babylonian gods, or I suppose die, which if they had faith in God, they would choose death. 37. You will become a thing of horror and an object of scorn and ridicule to all the nations where the Lord will drive you. It got to the point, believe it or not, a little later on in Israel's history, it got to the point where the Israelites were so bad that their heathen neighbors looked down on them for being such terrible sinners. And what a horrible thing to do to the name of God when God's people, so-called, are looked down upon by the heathen, by those who make no profession of faith in God, when they are looked down upon by these pagan people because they are such terrible sinners. That's what's going to happen. No wonder God is so angry. No wonder He is pouring out His wrath on them. In addition to being sin, what they are doing, how they are living, is bringing reproach to the name of Almighty God. 38. You will sow much seed in the field, but you will harvest little, because locusts will devour it. And this happened as well. You can check it out. The book of Joel. It's all about a gigantic locust invasion. God sent a massive invasion of locusts to punish the nation Israel for their sins. And there's no running, and there's no hiding from locusts. Verse 39. You will plant vineyards and cultivate them, but you will not drink the wine or gather the grapes, because worms will eat them. There were certain worms in that area that were drawn to the grapevines. Well, God's going to make sure there are a ton of them. They're going to plant their vineyards, and they're going to prune their vineyards, and they're going to sweat, working, but they won't get to harvest the grapes because the worms will get to them first. 40. You will have olive trees throughout your country, but you will not use the oil because the olives will drop off. Tons of olive trees in Israel. And God said He'd cause the olives to fall off their trees before they are ripe. Well, you know, they cannot say that God didn't warn them about the evil consequences of sin, because that's what He is doing. 41. You will have sons and daughters, but you will not keep them, because they will go into captivity. And this was first stated a few verses ago, back in 32, but God says it again. If that doesn't wake them up and cause them to avoid sin, then I don't know what will. But it didn't. 42. Swarms of locusts will take over your trees and the crops of your land. And locusts, they don't just devour crops, they strip trees bare as well. If it is green, they will devour it. And all these evils will come upon them if they turn away from God. And hard as it may be to believe, it gets even worse. And we'll begin to look at that next time we pick up our study in verse 43. And Father, thank You for Your Word. Help us to apply it to our lives. Until next time, Mike Murat here for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.